forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory continues until noon today. Chance for freezing drizzle with fog and spots today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 34. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. With pipes bursting all across the entire state because of the bitter cold temperatures, plumbers have been working crazy hours, including Christopher Wood in Wichita. He spoke with Cake News.
Between Friday and Sunday, we got about 200 calls. And then from Sunday to Wednesday, we got another 250. So that brought it up to about 450. And as of right now, we're over 1,000 calls.
And working conditions have been difficult as well.
So we're not just dealing with dirt and yuck. We're dealing with flooded crawl spaces. Sometimes we're in 1 inch, 2 inches of water.
In other news, Robert Stewart with the Kansas Bureau of Investigation told lawmakers last week that crimes against children, cybersecurity threats, and fentanyl are top areas of concern for all of the state's law enforcement agencies. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only at Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Lawmakers in Topeka have decided to propose restrictions against doctors who provide abortions in Kansas. A House bill would amend a law passed last year requiring doctors to provide life-saving medical care to babies born alive during an abortion. A second bill was introduced by the Kansas Senate that would bar clinics to provide elective abortions, which healthcare providers say is a misleading term. The ban would be on clinics from securing professional liability insurance from the state's healthcare stabilization fund. A similar bill failed last year after Republicans narrowly fell short of the votes needed to override a veto by Governor Laura Kelly. These bills are the first new anti-abortion proposals this year and appear to have a chance at becoming law in the state. Another new Senate Bill 358 would require anyone protesting a book at a public library to read it first and provide a detailed list of reasons for the protest. In the case of school libraries, the bill would require at least 5% of qualified voters in the district to sign a petition before the district will consider getting rid of any books. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After a major donation into the West Medical Center, individuals that may be going there as patients to the hospital may be resting more comfortably, as the donation allowed them to purchase new beds within the facility. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that the hospital did receive 60 new Stryker beds on January 2nd, along with set to receive new bariatric beds and 4 labor and delivery beds at the hospital, including 19 emergency department stretchers, 12 peri-op stretchers, and 5 stretchers for the imaging service department. According to the hospital, all the new additions total near $1.6 million, as the donation came in from the Regional West Foundation. According to the chief nursing officer, Erica Camity, for the hospital, they say that the equipment will be enhancing features. The new beds can go as low as 11 inches from the ground, offering better protection against falls. And mattresses include the gel-supported surface that helps to prevent skin and pressure injuries. Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville attorney John McNish will fill a vacancy as district magistrate judge in Clay, also serving Riley County. He was among three nominees interviewed, along with Dan Brenner of Holton and Audrey Wald of Clay Center. John McNish will assume the role upon his swearing in for the 21st district seat, which was vacated as William Bill Malcolm was killed in a car accident in October. Kelly Fumler of Troy is filed as 22nd Judicial District Judge, serving Marshall, Nemahaw, Brown, and Donovan counties, in a bid to retain the seat to which she was appointed last February, filling a vacancy with the resignation of Laura Johnson McNish. The filing is for the August primary and November general elections. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. An imaging firm will begin scanning records in the Register of Deeds office February 5th and will be scanning 24 hours per day through late February. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was also routine business. Nemahaw County Commissioners met Tuesday for a work session. U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency in Nebraska reminding state producers who suffered impacts due to recent severe winter weather of programs that may be available for assistance. Ag producers encouraged to contact their FSA county office at their local USDA service center to learn about programs and how to apply for assistance, including understanding needed documentation such as farm records, herd inventory, receipts, and pictures of damage or losses. Producers who experience livestock deaths due to winter storms may be eligible for the Livestock Indemnity Program. Emergency conservation programs can assist landowners and livestock producers with financial and technical assistance to restore damaged fence lines and remove snow from feedstocks, water supplies, and feeding areas. Maureen A. Stiggy, age 74, of Morroville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial, St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Visitation, Monday, 5 until 7 at the church, with a rosary service following at 7. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Maureen Stiggy. Pauline Joy Martin, age 74, of Beatty, passed away January 9th. Funeral service Wednesday, January 24th, 11 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Private graveside service in the Eudora, Kansas Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Pauline Martin. Elizabeth A. Liz O'Connell, age 90, of Marysville, passed away January 16th. Celebration of life service Friday at noon at the American Legion in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Liz O'Connell. Betty Lou Hoover, age 97, of Marysville, passed away January 18. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Hoover.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries, as the monument's right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Some fog early on today, otherwise staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. A chance for some freezing rain and rain showers overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cloudy skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Rain showers are likely into Wednesday with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s. And rain showers will continue throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying cloudy throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the mid 30s and mid 40s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday with our highs in the mid 30s and mid 40s. Then cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying cloudy throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 65, the average low 18, and the record low 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:32.
Are you drawn to the ocean, the mountains, or the wide open prairie? New research reveals how emotionally important a sense of place can be. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 2nd, the 22nd day of the year. Actress Diane Lane has a birthday, and on this day 56 years ago, the comedy show Laugh-In debuted on NBC. Topophilia is a word describing an emotional attachment to places or environments, and new research reveals that it's surprisingly powerful. A British study found that places which evoke positive memories have more emotional impact than treasured objects, like photographs or wedding rings. Many of us feel drawn to certain environments, like the mountains or ocean, which invoke a sense of calm, contentment, or completeness. And while there's still no explanation why we feel attached to these places, the research confirms that the impact is real and quite powerful. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. For the sixth straight year, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the AFC Championship after a slight victory over the Buffalo Bills on Sunday evening, finishing 27-24. It was a close game all throughout, with going into halftime with the Buffalo Bills up by 4 points over the Chiefs. But the Chiefs rallied by going into the fourth quarter and keeping the Buffalo Bills unscored while putting 7 points on the board. Overall, it was evenly matched, with each team putting on just over 360 yards for the game. The Chiefs had 215 passing yards with 146 rushing yards, with Patrick Mahomes going 17-23 in attempts and 2 touchdown passes. Isaiah Pacheco had 97 yards in rushing, with Travis Kelce having 75 yards in receiving for the game, along with 2 touchdowns. The Chiefs now head to the NFL Conference Championships on the road as they take on the Baltimore Ravens. That game on Sunday next week at 2 p.m. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
It was a big weekend in college basketball across the state of Kansas as the Kansas Jayhawks ended up falling to the West Virginia Mountaineers on Saturday with a 91-85 loss. Kevin McCullough Jr. led the Jayhawks for their points with 24 points on the board, having 32 minutes of play time with 4 rebounds and 5 assists. Hunter Dickinson had 19 points on the game. Johnny Furphy had 13, and KJ Adams Jr. had 11 points for the game with 4 rebounds and 3 assists. It was a close game going into the first half, tied at 51 before the Mountaineers ended up running away, putting 40 points on the board the second half of the game. The Jayhawks are now back at home in Manhattan tonight with a tip-off at 8 p.m. against Cincinnati. In Kansas State Wildcat basketball, on the other hand, they had a slight victory over the weekend over the Oklahoma State Cowboys with a 70-66 victory, putting the Wildcats 14-4 in their overall record. That ties them for the number one slot in the Big 12 Conference, just behind the Texas Tech Red Raiders. The Jayhawks are 3-2 in conference play, 15-3 overall.
Marysville boys basketball team bounced back, winning the consolation Saturday in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville took Holton 63-50. Anything but an easy win, as Holton stayed tough throughout the contest. 3 Marysville Bulldogs fouled out, a lot of foul whistles. Willis Ott led all scorers with 31 points. Seaman Spicer and Lee contribute 9 apiece. Marysville with the win, improving to 7-4. Holton had 3 players in double figures, Braden Peake, Kyler Catherines with 16 each. Bodie Dillon drops in 14 as the Wildcats fall to 3-7. Marysville 63, Holton 50. Next action for the Marysville boys. Standalone tip-off at Nemo Hall Central Friday, 7:30 varsity action, live on KNDY.
Twin Valley League finals Saturday in the girls' division. Centralia claims the title over top seed Clifton Clyde, 58-56. In the consolation, Hanover took Valley Heights, 51-48. For fifth place, Frankfort girls beat Donovan West, 54-41. For 7th place, Axtell topping Lynn, 49-42. Troy girls beat Onega, 66-15, and Washington County topped Blue Valley, 52-26. Axtell boys win the title over Hanover, 48-34. In the consolation, Clifton Clyde bested Centralia, 55-42. For 5th place, Troy boys beat Valley Heights, 56-44. For 7th, Frankfort topped Donovan West, 61-39. Lynn boys took Onega 59-45 and Blue Valley down Washington County 79-49. St. Mary's top seed wins the Thunder Classic at Seneca, defeating Nemo Hall Central in the championship 61-52 Marysville boys took the consolation over Holton 63-52. Fourth seed Marysville girls meet number 5 seed Jackson Heights, tipping off the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Monday night at 7, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Many people have heard of, and perhaps you've even grown, the most popular stargazer oriental lily. It's reliable, compact, and early blooming. This, along with its big, colorful, and sweetly fragrant flowers, made it a star. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Stargazer is worth a spot in the garden, but there are so many other fragrant, hardy lilies to consider. Plant some Longiflorum Asiatic hybrid lilies for light fragrance and color in the midsummer garden. You'll enjoy the sweetly fragrant, large, upward-facing flowers. Enhance the midsummer lily display by including Oriental Asiatic lilies. These hybrids are compact with large, fragrant blooms. End the summer with the flowers of Oriental lilies. You'll find a wide variety of colors and heights for sale. Change things up with double Oriental lilies with flowers that resemble a rose. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Save big money at Menards and start your next project today. Update your home with new vinyl plank flooring. It's waterproof and durable, making it perfect for active families. Save today on the Peyton Vinyl Flooring Collection. It's available in 2 styles and features an attached pad for easy installation. Right now, Peyton Vinyl Plank Flooring is only $139 per square foot. Trust Menards for all your flooring needs. Sale price is good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Just about everyone loves the circus, so people in Elkton, South Dakota were disappointed when bad weather forced the cancellation of the show that had stopped in town. However, the folks here had no idea the mark this circus would leave on their town. But one of the animals was going to stage quite a final performance. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was May 14th, 1916, and the circus was in Elkton, South Dakota.
The day dawned and it was raining, and then it turned to snow. They had all the things unloaded, the tents and everything, and were starting to put it up and decided it was just too inclement of weather to proceed.
Anna even shares the story from the Elkton Community Museum.
One of the elephants that was to help put up the circus tent, he was 19 years old and 11 feet tall and 10-ton elephant, so a good size. The circus trainer was evidently doing a little drinking with a little of the illegal hooch going around and was a little abusive to the elephant.
The circus would not perform that day. But the elephant was about to put on quite a show.
The elephant turned on him and knocked him flat and then took off after the elephant trainer, because he got up and took off on a run to hide, and the elephant chased him. So wherever he went, if he went behind a train car, he tipped over the train car. If it went behind one of the circus cars, he tipped that over.
The enraged elephant was turning over train cars in an effort to get at the abusive trainer.
When he tipped over the train car, a wagon full of lions, they got excited. And so the whole town kind of went up in alarm.
The wagon of lions was tipped, but none escaped. Although the elephant did not get to the trainer, he was still mad and very much on the loose and now headed into town. So what do citizens do when one of the largest elephants in the world is roaming its streets? They formed a posse to track the beast. The story of how that turned out is next time as we travel the countryside in Elkton, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.
KNDY. The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Do you need assistance keeping your family warm this winter? Consider applying for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, to keep your furnace on. The application period is open until the end of March. Visit dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services to submit your application. LEAP will help your family stay warm this winter.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Children and Families and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Whether you have just a few acres or thousands, you know how much land you own. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. What exactly is an acre? Stay tuned and find out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Been using the acre as a way of measuring land since the first plow dug into American soil. The area of an acre is a lot bigger than a few feet, but much less than a square mile. So how did this moniker of measurement come to be? Michael Pugh is a land expert with Ownerly, a real estate data company, and he's also interested in land history. He says the term acre comes from an old English word meaning field. The measurement was decided by the amount of land that a team of oxen and a man could plow in one day.
Historically, it's a long strip of land. It measures 660 feet by 66 feet. So it's basically a 1:10 ratio. The length of it was called a furlong, which is a furrow long. And that's how long a team could plow before needing a break and turning around to go back the other way.
Nowadays, a one-acre piece of land can be a square, a circle, or any shape, as long as it measures 43,560 square feet. It's hard to visualize an acre, but here's one way to do it.
I think an easy way for at least anyone who's watched a football game to understand is it's basically a little bit smaller than a football field. If you go from an end zone to about the 10-yard line on the other side, so 90% of the football field, that's about the size of 1 acre.
In the 1860s, a pioneer could buy 160 acre tracts of land from the government and divide it into 40 acre parcels. If the farmer was too far away to be reached, it was usually because he was out plowing the back 40 of the farm. And that's where that term came from. Learn more about how the acre came to be at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A new mental health alliance forms to assist Ohio farmers. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance is formed to help Ohio farmers and their families deal with stress and anxiety. The group includes three state-level departments, agriculture, health, and mental health and addiction services, the Ohio State University, Ohio Farm Bureau, Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation, and Farm Credit Mid-America. Ty Higgins is with the Farm Bureau.
This brings together the agriculture community who knows a lot about farming and then those that maybe aren't involved in agriculture, those professionals that understand mental health.
Nathan Brown is a farmer from Ohio's Highland County.
I've had times where I've needed people to help hold me up. I actually just lost a really close friend of mine just about a year ago because I didn't know how to transition the farm to that next generation, and there was a lot of infightings, and, you know, it breaks my heart.
Brown sees the new alliance as a real asset.
So many of my fellow friends, farmers, have struggled, are struggling, or will struggle in the future, and the more resources we can have available, the better for all of us.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can call 988 from anywhere for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. In for Sam Speck, I am Andy Hoosier. As the state legislative session rolls along in 2024 here in the state of Kansas, agriculture seems to be one of those topical issues and focal points for many legislators this year, trying to address one of the major issues, which is water conservation, with the Kansas Farm Bureau sitting down and chatting with us, talking about many farmers recouping from the past couple of years with the extreme drought conditions and how some of the wet and cold winter so far has been beneficial when it comes to water tables.
Yeah, you are exactly right. We've been hearing from members across state that drought hit them hard, so hopefully the moisture that they're getting in the form of snow will be appreciated in the coming months, but farmers are a resilient group, and we have seen that over and over again. So they're hanging on, but you nail on the head. The drought has not been kind to them.
That's Claudia Hissung, the state director for the Kansas Farm Bureau, as she sat down with us here with the Mid-America Ag Network, saying that one of the priorities from legislators this year is the conversation of water conservation.
Yes, the water has continued and will continue to be a major topic within the state house. We heard the governor mention it during her State of the State address, and we've got a lot of legislators that are wanting to do something related to water. Last year was a monumental year with getting some additional water funding, focusing on infrastructure and conservation efforts. So we're hearing updates even early in the session from the water office of programming and funds that they've used those funds to get some on-the-ground conservation work. So we are anxious to hear that. We know it's still early, so we're still seeing some of those funds being developed and those programs being implemented. But we are encouraging farmers and rancher members to sign up for some cost-share conservation programs. So continuing that funding is a key priority for Kansas Farm Bureau.
That again was Claudia Hissung with the Kansas Farm Bureau. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Burn, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Ear tagging is a common form of livestock identification. Learn how to do it right to prevent infection or the tag from falling out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Ear tagging is a common form of identification for livestock. Putting a tag in an animal's ear isn't much different than a human getting their ears pierced. It should be done properly to make sure the tag stays in place and avoid problems such as ear infections. Paul Beck is an extension livestock specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says there are different types of tags and applicators, so it's important that you're familiar with the equipment.
If you have the wrong applicator for the type of tag you use, you know, many times that pin will not push it all the way through the tag. It'll push the metal piece of that pin through the sidewall of the tag pin, and then it doesn't work and it won't stay. And so you need to be sure you've got the same brand and same type of tag applicator as you do the tag you're using.
Have the animals secured in such a way that they can't toss their head around. Use a disinfectant on the tagging equipment as well as the tagging site in the ear. Beck says for a permanent ID in cattle, there is a specific spot where the tag should go.
You really want to put that tag in about the middle third of the ear and about halfway up the ear between the cartilage ribs. It makes it harder for that tag to get caught on something and ripped out.
Be aware of any implants in the ear. You might have to move the implant to suit the tag placement or slightly alter where you attach the tag. If you're using fly tags, consider putting them on the back side of the ear to prevent covering up the ID tag on the front side. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about tagging livestock at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier in for Sam Speck, moving through a Monday today. Getting closer to the wrap-up of the day today as we saw kind of mixed start to the day. Grains are mostly higher now with corn and wheat for the most part establishing themselves in the positive. Livestock still struggling for the most part. We are seeing some green pop up in some of the later futures. We'll see how we close in just a bit. Corn market has slowed down some, but still in the green with March corn up by a half a cent at 446 even a bushel. We have the May corn up a half a cent at 456 and a half. Kansas City wheat, March is up by 1.5 at 609 and a half, with the May KC wheat up by 1.5 cent at 613 even a bushel. Oats market, March oats are up 2 cents right now at 381 3/4, with the May in the red by 1.25 at 374 3/4. Soybeans, they have slowed some, but still green as well. March beans are up 7 3/4 at 1221 even a bushel. The May beans are up 6 3/4 at 1229 and three quarters of a cent. Soybean meal for March down $1.40 at $3.55.10, with the May meal down $1.60 at $3.54.60, and the soybean oil for March in the green $1.15 at $48.05. The May down $1.10 at $48.50. Canola Market, March is in the green $6.10 at $6.34.50. Looking at your U.S. dollar index for the day today, not a lot of movement, slightly lower. March is down a penny at 103.05. The June index is in the red by 12 cents right now at 102.62. We have the euro sitting at 109, Japanese yen at 68 cents, and the British pound at 127. 30-year bonds for the day, March is up slightly right now at 120.19, with the 10-year notes for March in the green slightly, just about a quarter of a point to 111.13 overall. Stock market still mostly higher here. Not a lot of movement on the day, with the Dow Jones up 64 points at 37,928. The S&P is in the green 6 points. The NASDAQ up by 32. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-America Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-America Network is here for you.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Goodwill, it's Burwell.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres in Murray Township, Marshall County, selling for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. 157 acres with 120 acres more or less planted crops in a corn and soybean rotation. 10 acres waterways, 14 acres of meadow that's hayed. There is an older farmstead at 2680 Indian Road on 4 acres that includes a three-bedroom house, barn, and other outbuildings on well water and REA. Balance of the 9 acres, mostly tree-lined ditches, farms on a blacktop road only a few miles from the grain elevator. This land auction for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. For inspection or details, contact Rob or Tom Olmsted with Olmsted Real Estate. More details online, olmstedrealestate.com, broker and auctioneer.
This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Shelby Varner with the K-State Radio Network. Cold weather for young calves can be dangerous and possibly fatal. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck shares about when calves start using more energy and ways to help warm a calf up. He says when hypothermia is the biggest concern for cattle producer stock.
Once it gets below about 50 degrees, that's the lowest temperature the calves thrive. But when we get down to 10 and below zero, hypothermia is a big-time issue with these beef calves that are out in open ground and during the calving season.
He says what the best ways are to get the young livestock's temperature back up.
There's only one well-done research project to look at the best method to warm a calf, and it was done in Canada. And they looked at a calf in a pen in a barn with a heat lamp over it, and they found that was a very inefficient way to warm a calf. The best method that they found was putting a calf into a bathtub with extremely warm water. And the other thing they looked at were these hot boxes, and they're enclosed boxes that have either a heat lamp or more typically more like a little heater that's got a fan and it needs a thermostat. And that's the best method for warming up these calves. If you're going to use a hot box, I got to bring this up, it needs to have a thermostat, because we have dealt with cases where the calves became hyperthermic, where they became overheated because the temperature in that little box got extremely hot.
Hanselcheck says warming the inside of calves is also very important, and he explains a few different ways producers can accomplish it.
Heat up an electrolyte solution. or make up some milk replacer. Make sure it's a good milk replacer, 20-20, protein to fat, milk-based, but heat it up to 101 to 105 degrees, both of those, and then give the calf that orally a couple times a day, two quarts at a time. If you're using the electrolyte solutions, they're very low in energy, and I like to promote a tablespoon of Cairo syrup, the white syrup, that you could find in the grocery stores. That's the only source of sugar that a calf can digest. It's a really good way of adding energy to these calves' internal supplementations. It's really important to give them something orally that's warm.
That was K-State veterinarian Greg Handelcheck with information about how to care for calves who have gotten too cold. Taking their temperature with a rectal thermometer is the most accurate way to see if they need extra help getting warmed up and active. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Menards has it all for keeping your pets happy and healthy. We offer everything from food and treats to our huge selection of toys, bowls, leashes, collars, and more. Purina Pro Plan chicken and rice dog food provides your pets with outstanding nutrition, plus exceptional taste. It's made with high-quality protein, including real chicken, as the first ingredient. Pick up a 35-pound bag of Purina Pro Plan dog food for only $69.48. Price is good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have opened their week with a rally, sending the major stock indexes to new records. Going into the midday, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ were all higher by more than 0.4%. The Federal Aviation Administration is expanding the list of jets that should be inspected after a door panel blew out mid-flight on Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9. Regulators say other 737s that use the same door plug design should also be inspected. Macy's is saying no to a bid to take the department store giant private. Arkhouse Management and Brigade Capital Management had teamed up on a $5.8 billion bid. Macy's says it has concerns about the two being able to raise the money. The only In-N-Out Burger location in Oakland, California is closing despite its being profitable. The fast food chain decided it can no longer risk the safety of workers and patrons in that city plagued by recent crime. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Leo's Jewelry sends a special message of gratitude to their valued customers and expresses appreciation for the loyalty, friendship, and business through the years, and is honored that of all the choices available, they choose Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953. Family Fair wants all our friends in the Beatrice area to know we appreciate your business. The loyalty of our customers is the key to our success, and we take pride in offering you the freshest bakery, deli, produce, meat, and seafood selections every day. Family Fair in Beatrice. Shop familyfair.com for special savings.
You give your hand to me, and then you say, hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. But you don't know me. Say goodbye. know me.
Put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.
ABC News.